CNN, let's talk about them because they've come under fire for spinning the ISIS-inspired attempted bombing out the front of the New York mayor's residence into some kind of human interest color story in a questionable post on X. The network wrote, two Pennsylvania teenagers crossed into New York City Saturday morning for what could have been a normal day enjoying the city during abnormally warm weather. But in less than an hour, their lives would drastically change as the pair would be arrested for throwing homemade bombs during an anti-Muslim protest outside of Mayor Zoran Mamdani's home. I mean, even talking about just it was an anti-Muslim protest, not the fact that these two were suspected of doing it in the name of ISIS, according to police. CNN has since deleted the post and issued an apology. But truly, this is beyond parody, isn't it?
Now, it's bizarre, but it's such obviously fascinating insight. It doesn't matter they deleted it because this is what they were thinking. They only deleted it because the backlash, but such a fascinating insight into the legacy media and how they deal with these issues, right? Look, this is not crazy surprising, unfortunately. I did a little bit of an analysis and I fed this into three different AI models. And what they came up with was that there's been three, in the last 24 hours, three times as much coverage on the civilian deaths in Iran than there has been on an ISIS attack here in the United States. It's absolutely incredible on what the priorities are. And they're doing that, obviously, because they want to make this war look like some evil, terrible war where civilians are being murdered. By the way, just for some context, CNN, just so you know, yes, there have been a little under 2,000 Iranian civilians who have been killed, and that's awful, right, obviously. But some context, you're talking about roughly between 15 and 30,000 bombs that have been dropped in Iran. Talk about precision. To have 2,000 civilian deaths with that kind of heavily weaponry being dropped in Iran shows you how much the US military and Israel cares about trying not to hit civilian deaths. That should be the article, not the article saying, look how many civilian deaths are, and by the way, ignoring pretty much the ISIS attacks. It just gives you a sense of the priorities of the US media.